All right, disco with dinosaur bones. It can be done. In fact, it was done. Our producer, Ian Chillag, went to a show Friday night in an unlikely venue. The dance music duo Simian Mobile Disco is playing at the American Museum of Natural History. Did science ensue, Ian?
Not really, no.
All right, so let's break this down.
Okay.
Unpack this, as they say at NPR.
All right.
I never heard that before I came here. Simian Mobile Disco. Tell me about
Yeah,
them.
well, Simian was this band, formed back in the 90s, and two members of the band, James Ford and Joss Shaw, felt a little constrained. They had this kind of DJ electronic side. And so while they were on tour, they would go off on their own and throw DJ parties. And they called this their Simian Mobile Disco.
Ah.
Right. So, and they're not sort of your typical, like, puffy jacket, yellow tinted sunglass kind of DJs. Like, these guys, and I mean this in the best possible way, they're nerds with computers. Like, there's one of
Gotcha.
them's like very skinny blonde guy with big glasses, and there's a less skinny guy with big curly mane of hair. And they just stand on either side of this table, dancing, pushing buttons, turning knobs. That's pretty much SMD. And so, anyway, back in 2006, you may remember they had a big dance floor hit with Hustler. We can hear a little bit of it. I love If I Had the Money to Go to a Record Store, I would. So
clear.
It's so small pimping.
Easy. So, all right, now we know what the musical element is. There was a giant party in the Museum of Natural History. What does that scene look like?
Well, we got there. I went with my girlfriend Nora, and we got there, and people are lined up outside the museum, very stylish crowd. And they knew I was coming. I had this little sheet of paper, said, "Please report to the press desk when you arrive." Which is pretty typical. It also said, "The press desk is to the right of the giant dinosaur."
That's awesome.
So we go in and we're escorted through the sanctum of the museum to the planetarium, the Rose Center where the party is.
Oh, yeah.
And as we get closer, it stops sounding like an echoey museum and starts sounding kind of like a club. If you've never seen it, it's this amazing structure. It's a giant glass cube with a white sphere, which is the actual planetarium, suspended in the middle, sort of hanging in the middle. And there's this white spiraling staircase going, or kind of walkway going up to it. Nora said it looked like the Guggenheim mashed into the Death Star.
Wow.
Nora says things like
that. That's why she's your girlfriend.
Yeah. All right. There's all these, and there's exhibits around, these kind of glass and metal platforms with videos shining up, showing you, teaching you about black holes, supernovas. There's a big asteroid in the middle of the room.
All right. But I'm listening to all this, right? Okay. Sounds like a party.
Yeah, it's thumping.
Yeah.
Did it look like a party?
It actually surprised me. What I expected from this was it was going to be a really awkward scene, kind of nerdy science museum types hanging out at a dance party. Really, the dance party folks were definitely in the majority. It was pretty much all Simian Mobile Disco people. A lot of the people I talked to had never been to a museum before. Most people, I would go up and say something like, "So, crazy scene. Have you learned anything?" And people would scream into the mic, "Simian Mobile Disco is awesome!" That was the bulk of my interview.
That was 8 years of my life at MTV, just letting you know.
But let's select out Tanisha Berg. She thought the venue was cool, but maybe not dark enough.
It's a nice juxtaposition of this, like, really wholesome place where they have even kids' shows or whatever, and then after hours you can come down here. At the same time, I don't know if they really know how to make a good nightclub scene happen in terms of ambiance.
Yeah, so
it is a museum.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't live up to their expectations. To me, it was like, wow, this is a crazy rager. So I started walking up this spiraling walkway that I talked about, the Guggenheim thing, into the Death Star planetarium thing. And along the rail of this, there's little plaques that teach you more about, different spacey, sciencey stuff. And I happened upon these guys, Josh and Brian, and they were actually looking and reading some of the information about quasars.
Saying here that this quasar is 11.3 billion light years away. I don't even know how they'd measure something like that.
Does that mean that it's like that star could have exploded, like in physical terms, like right now? Could have exploded millions of years ago, but we're just getting the light of it, like right now.
So there was some
right
learning going on. Those guys were kind of the aberration.
Yeah. So, Ian, I should make fun of him. So, who sponsored this thing? Was it the museum itself? Was it some sort of party promoter who talked the museum into this and they didn't know what was going to happen?
Yeah, well, Flavor Pill puts it on, but the museums really have an interest in doing this because, like I said, it gets people that really never go to the museum into the museum, and the museums really desperately want that kind of younger demographic. And then for Flavor Pill, they get a really neat, unique venue. And I don't know, when you think about it, the kind of planetarium aesthetic and the rave aesthetic aren't really that far from each other. You want lights on the ceiling. You want it to be kind of dark. You know, that said, there was something kind of weird about the juxtaposition of, like, really stylish, sweaty people dancing in this room.
Now, did SMD take the stage finally, or were they just sort of doing background?
No. The first DJ left the stage, and usually, you know, at a concert, there's this lag between the opening act and the headlining act. Mm-hmm. But I guess, like, it's kind of a delicate balance to maintain a dance party in an American Museum of Natural History. So, like, right after the first DJ's off, Simian Mobile Disco goes on. And the crowd just goes berserk for them. They start their set. I look around, and the place has just transformed. Like, those little glass and metal platforms that I talked about, uh-huh, teaching you about black holes and supernovas, they're covered in beer cans. People have not just ignored the science stuff. They've covered it up so they can't see it. The floor is sticky. We were dancing, Nora and I, and I noticed that there's, like, this thing to show you how much you weigh on Neptune.
Oh, I used to love that when you go, yeah, the different scales.
Yeah, and she didn't realize she was standing on it while she was dancing. So, like, with every step, it was her weight was bouncing up on
her
this LED screen.
Weight.
Yeah, it was, like, very Billie Jean.
That's cool.
And then Nora is, like, looks up at the stage, and she's like, what are these guys doing? It's not like they're actually playing instruments. Why are they even up there? At which point, I started thinking, like, I wish I was already... I'd already left this party and I was doing the radio piece, because in a radio piece, what I could do is fade down the ambience and bring in James Ford to explain it to her.
There's maybe a kick drum running, and then, you know, we can just improvise over the top with, you know, there's like an analog sequencer, which is just a bunch of, you know, dials and switches and stuff that basically change, you know, sort of make different melodic patterns and, you know, over time.
So, like, while the science of the room isn't reaching the crowd, there's definitely kind of a lot of science and tech that's going into the production of the music. And talking with Jaws and James, I asked them if, you know, they'd liked going to science museums in the past themselves. Here's Jaws.
I found it really boring when I was a kid going to museums. But more recently, me and my girl Jess took her little cousin to the Natural History Museum. And, like, you know, the main part was good, but the really good bit was the kids' area. It's amazing. Like, you can, like, they just give you loads of fossils and loads of stuff to play with.
And, you know, I was that way too. I just like that kind of toy part of the museum. And it struck me that these guys have figured out a way to be adults but still have that play part of the museum. Like, they're doing something really cool in a really nerdy setting. And by doing something really grown up in a space basically made for kids, they're sort of being kids again. Pretty cool.
Apparently the security guards, how do they feel about it?
Oh yeah, so I asked them, like, you guys, there's people jumping all over your exhibits, people drinking beer, floor sticky, how can you handle this? They're like, look, we do elementary school kids on field trips, we can handle anything.
Ian Chillag attended the Flavor Pill One Step Beyond party with Simian Mobile Disco at the American Museum of Natural History here in New York City. Thanks for bringing back the report, Ian.
Sure.
Hey, stay with us up on the show. A ramble through the day's news. Plus, President Bush is attending his last NATO summit. What the U.S. wants out of the meeting and what he's likely to get. This is the BPP from NPR.